This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 18 June 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today across Israel, we're seeing sunny skies with warm temperatures in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Meanwhile, Haifa enjoys a gentle breeze, making it a perfect day to be outside. As the day turns to night, expect a mild and comfortable evening. Here are today's headlines. First, just in from Ynet, Israel watches U.S.-Iran escalation and offers to join strikes, but Washington urges restraint. Also earlier today, from Israel Hayom, the U.S. admits two American soldiers were killed in an Iranian attack in Jordan. Also this hour, JNS reports that the U.S. is sending dozens of refueling aircraft to Israel as attacks across the Mideast intensify. Separately, the Times of Israel notes that authorities are enlisting rabbis and influencers to warn Haredim against spying for Iran. And finally, from I-24 News, a statement attributed to Mojtaba Khamenei calls Trump's signature worthless, vowing unforgettable lessons for the U.S. Here's what people are saying online. Ynet Global reported just minutes ago, highlighting Israel's watchful stance over the U.S.-Iran escalation and its offers to join strikes, despite Washington's calls for caution. Open source intel noted moments ago that U.S. President Donald Trump ordered CENTCOM to take aggressive action against Iran. IL Red Alert shared earlier today that the U.S. State Department issued a global caution alert warning Americans abroad of potential travel disruptions and security threats due to rising Middle East tensions. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with Ynet's report, Israel is closely monitoring the rising tensions between the U.S. and Iran. Jerusalem has signaled its readiness to participate in strikes should the situation escalate further. However, the U.S. has called for restraint, emphasizing diplomatic channels. The situation remains tense, with the potential for regional involvement increasing. Turning to the report from Israel Hayom, earlier today, the U.S. confirmed that two American soldiers lost their lives in a missile attack on a military base in Jordan. Another soldier is missing, while four others have sustained injuries. This escalation reflects the growing volatility in the region, threatening wider military engagement. Meanwhile, JNS highlights the U.S.'s strategic response by deploying refueling aircraft to Israel. This move supports ongoing military operations and ensures sustained air capabilities in the region. The deployment follows consecutive nights of U.S. strikes on Iranian positions, marking a significant military commitment to regional security. In related developments, The Times of Israel reports on efforts to prevent espionage activities within the Haredi community. Authorities have engaged religious and community leaders to deter collaboration with Iranian intelligence. This initiative underscores the complex security challenges Israel faces, with implications for national and community trust. Finally, I-24 News brings attention to a provocative statement from Mojtaba Khamenei, who has dismissed former President Trump's signature and issued a stark warning to the U.S. This rhetoric intensifies the adversarial narrative between Iran and the U.S., heightening diplomatic tensions and the risk of further provocation. On the economic front. First, Israel Hayom Business examines how recent events have impacted Israel's economy. The outgoing government's focus on judicial reform and high-tech industry challenges have led to a loss of economic advantage. Separately, CTech reports that BandLab has acquired Israeli AI music startup IOD in a deal worth tens of millions. This acquisition highlights the continued growth and innovation within Israel's tech sector, despite broader economic challenges. And finally, Globes notes a decline in home prices in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Over the past year, prices have fallen by 2%, with significant drops in Israel's largest cities. This trend may influence housing market dynamics and affordability. That's your Israel 18 news update for evening. We'll be back with more at 1 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.